A local teacher is getting a lot of attention for a hands-on science experiment about the weather. Jennifer Hastings teaches at a juvenile detention center in Portland. She was nominated as a KXL Everyday Hero by Mark Dodge, Clackamas Education Service District.
Hastings, as she's called by staff and students, has a National Weather Service certified rain gauge that's attached to the post in the detention center yard. Students collect the data every day from it. Then they report those numbers to the National Weather Service.
One of the background lessons we look at is, why do we care about the weather? You know, why do we measure this precipitation and turn it in every day? And a lot of students are really engaged pretty much out of the gate because it's something hands-on. It's something they can go out and do. Physically, we go outside and we measure it. And a lot of times when we have the normal everyday reading is going to be zero over a year. You know, during the summer, we have months where we don't have rain, even in Portland. And that is always leading into great conversations around what type of organizations collect and use the data that we provide to the community. And that includes forecasters, hydrologists, even fire management, which is kind of where I got my original start in all of this. I was working for the Forest Service. All those people making decisions about water usage are using the data that we collect at the certified site.
And she says it works because it's a partnership.
National Weather Service in Portland has been a huge, huge partner for me. The collaboration between them is what really makes it successful. So we are a certified weather ambassador for Multnomah County, and we are able to share our data to the public along with our weather station, and the students as part of our classroom make and share warnings about severe weather. We report severe weather. We're a certified spotter site as well. And I'm able to work with the National Weather Service, who provided me curricula to teach the weather spotting program that some people may be familiar with. And the students have earned certificates of not just participation, but achievement. And these certificates are so important. And it's through that communication with these agencies that I've worked with to be able to provide that the kids see that this is a real project, not just a simulation in a classroom.
I would imagine that this has created some interest in some kids who may not have ever shown any fascination by the weather or by the science field before.
Yes, it's given students a platform to communicate and share with multiple groups, from our county to facility staff to other school staff, as well as their families and communities that are underserved. And what was really neat about this, and there's been a lot of interest, is my students wrote weather slaps, specifically after learning about the heat dome event that we had in 2021. And when they learned both the lesson about why that happened, as well as society impact, they were able to identify communities they were from and how their communities were affected. So they wrote these amazing rap songs, and they were produced by a librarian at Multnomah County, and he was able to get these out, and they're available. People can listen to those. But they are really, really good, and they've caught the attention of the National Weather Service and UP. But that really speaks to a completely different demographic that these students would have, that they're able to communicate with. And it gets people engaged beyond our classroom about the weather and climate hazard that we're learning about.
And you can read more and see the weather videos at KXL.com.